I slipped away from the store and swaggered my big bad self over to the pickup. I didn't speak right away. Instead, I marched around the pickup three times, sniffing the tires and, well, you know, giving her a chance to notice, well, my long cowdog nose, the rippling muscles in my enormous shoulders, the proud angle of my tail. After giving her a few minutes to check out the goods, so to speak, I stopped and let my eyes drift up to her. Then, in my most startling voice, I delivered my opening lines. "Hi there." This seemed to take her breath away, but she managed to say, "Hi. You, live around here?" "Austin." "That's up north, right?"
"South."
I'd be the last one to argue with a lady, but I'm pretty sure that it's north of here.
"It's south."
"Well, then, how do you explain all those lobsters?"
"What are you talking about?"
"Lobsters, ma'am. Austin is famous for its lobsters, and it's common knowledge that lobsters live in cold northern waters. Therefore, you can't possibly live south of here. I'm sorry to be so blunt, but, well, facts are facts."
"We don't have lobsters in Austin."
I had to chuckle. "Well, you might never have seen them unless you did a lot of exploring on the seashore."
"We don't have a seashore."
"Of course you do. Austin is a very old and famous port city. Maybe you've seen the sawshore but didn't recognize it."
"Excuse me?"
"I said maybe you saw the seashore, she-shore. Maybe you saw the she-shore. Maybe you saw the seashore but didn't recognize it. Seashores have lots of water, sand, seaweed, jellyfish, and lobsters. Lobsters are red and have pinchers. Does any of that sound familiar?" She took a slow breath of air.
"Maybe you're thinking of Boston. I live in Austin. Austin is in Texas."
"It is?"
"Austin is the capital of Texas. It's exactly 550 miles south of here."
"No kidding. And you don't have lobsters in Austin?" She leaned toward me. And, well, she seemed a little peeved.
"We do not have lobsters."
I paced a few steps away and tried to gather my thoughts. "Madam, it's becoming clear that we've gotten some bad information. This happens all the time. Our enemies are constantly trying to confuse us by planting corrupted data into our systems. So let me give you an update." I whirled around and faced her. "Austin and Boston are two different places, even though their names rhyme. And you can forget about the lobster report. That was bogus information." She stared at me for a long moment.
"Who are you?"